What
when you get that thing?
Clapper,
yeah,
app
aati hai,
badi mehengi app
hai. Okay,
ready?
Please,
ah, please, as a
go for it.
Action.
Sweet. Welcome to BCR Talkies.
Yay!
Yay! Finally, we finally doing it.
Yeah,
cheers,
yeah.
Guys.
Cheers,
guys. To BCR Talkies.
To BCR Talkies. So, BCR Talkies is basically us talking about coffee, about BCR, about coffee community, stuff we like to talk about, and stuff we want to talk about. Democracy, freedom of speech.
Okay, if you say so.
Sean, you've been the one
who's
been harping about us recording a podcast for the last 1 year.
Why
do you want us to do this? Why do you want us to sit on the table? With the camera and lights in front of us, with mics, and why do you want us to talk about the stuff we normally talk about on camera? What's up with that, man?
Yeah, just because, you know, one, it's really, two, I think the whole seriousness behind it, like, it'll bring value to a lot of people, and suddenly we might get more ideas, more feedback from our customers, from the people that watch this, and maybe come up with something really good.
Cool. That sounds vaguely interesting.
I know.
Yeah.
Not very interesting though.
Not very interesting.
Yeah. So that's why you both come in.
Yeah. What do you think we'll do on the BCR Talkies episode, man? Today we know what we're gonna do. What are we gonna do after this? Like in general, what are we gonna do on this podcast?
We're gonna talk about all the coffees that we love, how we brew them, how you. Maybe kind of brew them. We're gonna get planters, different roasters on board for maybe an episode whenever they're available. It's gonna be fun doing the whole thing with them as well.
Yeah.
Their insights are like really important because that's what we are here for, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
It's so important to get what they feel about how we are doing with their coffees and what they're doing at their farm. For next year's, coffee, the green coffee and everything. So,
I think it's very, very
important for them to come here. Because we will listen to them all the time.
I don't think so.
But I'm not sure either.
Really?
I think you're very interested.
And I think
that's
what we are missing out on over here in terms of what we're going to do on the podcast.
We're going to have fun.
Exactly.
We do that every day.
We're just sharing the fun, man.
We're spreading joy. Joy.
Having fun amongst us. We just wanted to make sure that, that everybody let in them on the BCR fun.
Sweet.
Yeah. New WhatsApp group, by the way. BCR fun.
BCR fun.
We have a season ticket. We have group squad. Now we have BCR fun.
I am redoing more groups.
Okay, cool.
I'm doing my this year's veto. By the way, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year!
New Year? New group.
What if we launch this before the New Year? But still, the wish counts, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
the wish counts.
Course,
yeah.
The wish counts.
Cool. So then, let's do it. Happy New Year. Yeah.
Okay.
1, 1, 2, 3. Happy New Year! That was good, man.
2023.
Good point.
Yes.
Because they don't know when we got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So... this is episode 1. Well, so welcome to episode 1 of BCR Talkies. We're calling this the BCR Origin Trip. Okay?
Episode 1.
So in this episode, we're going to talk about our story, how we started getting involved in specialty coffee and suddenly making coffee more fun for everybody.
Everybody.
Getting everybody on board of drinking coffee.
Yeah.
My grandmother included.
Mm. True. So... let's take a stroll down memory lane back to 2019.
Wow.
November.
It's not that far behind.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like...
was it November? I don't think it was November.
October? Oh, it wasn't November. It was September, I think.
It was September, August or September.
Sometime in later 2019.
Second half of 2019.
Yeah, correct.
Yes. Post my birthday.
And correct. Post your birthday.
Yes.
Spot on.
When is your birthday?
July 14th.
God. Well done, man.
I knew. I just wanted you to tell the viewers, man.
Oh, I think everybody knows how bad you are.
At dates.
Not those dates.
Yeah, just birth dates.
We will edit this, right? Surely.
Don't
do. We are editing.
No, we're not.
Cool. Then we're going back to topic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
WirePlus has to be responsible for going back to topic.
I mean, that's why I have laptop, na?
Fancy man.
Yeah, I can.
Fancy person.
Yeah. What do we do? Okay. So August, September 2019, approximately.
Yeah.
We took part. Shivansh and I took part.
Yes.
In the Indian Aerospace Championship.
Yes.
At Dhan Mills, favorite coffee roastery.
Our favorite coffee roastery.
Our favorite coffee roastery, in a way. Tricky. Now I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Web of
Quibburn Fox. Yeah. And why did we take part? Like, what got into us, man?
Yeah, we were brewing a lot of Aeropress that time, and we had just discovered brewing at home and enjoying specialty coffee, buying from roasters and all.
Yeah.
And I think you were the one who saw that Instagram ad, dude, there's a competition happening for Aeropress. How cool is that? And like, it's really cool. And the entry to, like, the barrier to entry was really cheap.
You mean the entry ticket was very cheap?
Yeah. I mean, karke dekhte, we'll get to know a few recipes, we'll get to know a few people who brew more Aeropress and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a major catalyst into us going into, let's fucking do it.
So, you're saying that the primary catalyst for us taking part in the championship was because the ticket was very cheap?
No, because we were getting a free bag of, not free, we were getting to participate in the Aeropress Championship and getting a bag of coffee.
At a low price point.
From Earth Roastery that time.
I'll tell you what it was.
Earth Roastery that time. That's some Ethiopian coffee that time.
Correct.
I think I remember this conversation I was having with Charang at his house. I think, Charang, what do you think about the Aeropress Championship? Why are you doing it? He was like, देख अगर चंडीगढ़ में होता ना तो ईश्वर में से कोई ना कोई फर्स्ट आता ही लेट्स सी व्हाट इट टेक्स टू विन दिल्ली
या
एंड दैट वाज लाइक
माय आइडिया दैट्स अ
ग्रेट वे टू पुट इट एंड बिकॉज़ यू गाइस हैव बीन ब्रूइंग अ लॉट ऑफ एरोप्रेस फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम नाउ एंड दिस वाज लाइक आई थिंक 2017-18 यू गाइस आई हैड माय फर्स्ट एरोप्रेस विद यू इन 2018
करेक्ट
भाई
I've had mine since 2014, I think.
Me too, I think. 14, that, time that golden one, yeah. I still have the original.
The clear one. The golden one.
Golden Aeropress. Yeah. It's mid-year.
Mid-year.
I'll post a photo of
this. Yeah. I think you should.
So, yeah. So, we signed up for the championship. Yeah. And then we finally were able to get our coffee thanks to a taxi driver. Who went to QBF and got coffee from there.
Yeah.
And then the D-Day came. With three of us drove down to
Why was
Delhi.
I there?
Moral support.
We needed the moral support.
We really needed the moral support.
But we were nervous. Crazy nervous.
Yeah, but that's like pre-breakfast things. Once you guys had breakfast at Cafe Dory, I think you guys...
I don't think that was pre-breakfast nerves. I think it was general nerves of...
No, it was...
going up against like the stalwarts of Indian coffee.
Okay, going back to topic, when we reached there...
Yeah.
All the Blue Tokai baristas, all the QBF baristas, coffee machine people, Raman.
Yeah. With his incredible mustaches.
He was there and you know the way he was confident, man.
Yeah. And they were all confident. And we were like shit nervous because as home brewers, now there are a lot of home brewers who are taking part in the Aeropress Championship. At that time I think there were about 4 or 5 of us. And then, of course, then we met other guys, you know, Binny, Webhav,
yeah.
And the whole lot, who, you know, really supported us, made us feel comfortable. Mm. Who was there in your round? Who did you go up against? Do you remember? You don't, right? I remember Sheena was there in my round.
I think Shivansh was up against a barista from Blue Tokai and a barista from QBF.
Fair enough.
You That's my excuse.
Yeah,
that's
I
remember clearly.
I think in my round, I had Webhav and Sheena. Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sheena was definitely there.
Yeah.
Webhav on your round?
I think there was another cafe owner in my round. Yeah.
Ah.
I can't remember. I think it was Webhav. I don't know.
Could,
yeah.
Could be.
Could
yeah. But, you know, everybody helped each other out and we had a great time.
Mm.
We really interacted with Paul was there as well. We had a good chat with Paul.
Yes, yes.
And what was the thought when we left QBF?
I think we were like really happy and we felt great at how comfortable everyone else made us feel there, because I don't remember anybody who participated was there from outside of Delhi, and you two were there.
There were a few people from Nagpur,
not outside the coffee community in general.
Huh.
But then I think how comfortable we were there after the first round, and when we were talking with everybody, and everybody was like so easy to talk to. They were telling us about how their story, how they started, how they got into coffee, and I think we left QBF like we didn't want to go back. It was that kind of feeling, let's just stay there, because that was like so interesting, it was so good.
Yeah.
People are like so warm, and they don't shy away from sharing their stories or the insights, which is like so good. It's just like, it's unlike any other industry.
Absolutely. Shivansh, you remember how they actually wanted to stay back later, and then finally you were like,
I was like, we've been up since about 5 a.m. drove down the entire way, participated in two nerve-wracking rounds, like one of mine,
yeah.
You know, lost, enjoyed the entire thing. It was just tiring, but it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And also the coffees at QBF that we had, apart from the Europe sandwich and coffees, was super,
and the pasta and the pizza.
The pizza has gotten better and now it's incredible.
The music.
Yeah, it's really good.
The music was fantastic.
It still is.
Yeah, he plays great music.
Yeah.
I was there recently. They were playing Melody Gaudo. Yeah, so I was very impressed. Babo plays great music.
Yeah, Babo is good.
Yeah.
Coffee,
yeah.
Okay.
But music?
Music bahut hai.
Music bahut.
Super
music. Pizza, okay.
Super. Yeah. And then we started driving back at around 5 o'clock. 5:36.
I think six we left from London.
And I remember we had a very nice, warm, fuzzy feeling about the coffee community, about how wonderful it is. Because at that time, I was very frustrated with what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, interiors and all that. Music had taken a back seat that time already.
Yeah.
And that was just a welcome change for me to talk to people who I could relate to.
Yeah.
And who were not trying to, you know, somehow
fight with you.
Yeah. Not create a conflict, right?
Yeah.
And Tejasvi had just moved back from Delhi.
Yes.
Where he had a cloud kitchen, and you were still doing your architecture.
You were still studying.
I studied.
You were in your final year at that time?
2019,
You
were in your final year.
Yeah.
And me being the elder brother, I was very worried that Shivansh will have to go down the route that I have been on for the last 12 years and be super miserable in life.
Thank you.
And it was just a wonderful feeling, you know, talking to these guys. It was so nice and warm.
Mm.
And we started driving back and we were like, I think it was, dude, we must do something in coffee, right?
That's how we started.
Yeah, we must do something in coffee. We must be part of this community.
Yeah.
Our primary thought was that, kuch karte hain, but we just want to be part of this community.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to come to QBF, chill with Webhav. I want to be able to come to any of the roasters. You know, be part and be known, be friends with them, primarily.
For me, I just wanted to be friends with Suhas.
That, Guruji.
That was my
Guruji.
Primary...
Guruji.
Yeah, that was my primary motivation. Like, if anybody asked me at that time, hey man, why do you want to start something in coffee? My answer would be that I want to be friends with Suhas. That guy is incredible.
That's true. Agree.
So we started off. And of course, TSP was driving.
So there's a whole timeline with the whole drive.
Yeah. Are we getting the whole timeline?
Let's do it.
If you're doing the original story, then why not?
Yeah.
Let's break down the road trip of the original.
It was a long trip. Toll plaza. How many toll plazas are there, man?
Four.
It's crazy.
Really? You came back yesterday.
Now there are four. Which time there were three?
No, four.
Okay, let's not argue. Okay, that's fine. Let's agree to disagree here.
Okay.
Maan lete hain 3-4. So we started off from Delhi with the thought that we must be part of the coffee community one way or the other, right?
Yeah.
And throughout the trip, we came with multiple ideas of how we can do it.
So let's start with the first one.
What was the first one? I don't remember, honestly.
I do. We should start a speciality coffee cafe.
Cafe.
Where we'll only serve manual brew of aeropresses and milk coffee using that frothed milk to the French press.
The idea was
to just showcase speciality coffee from its glory and buy coffee from good roasters like UBF and Blue Tokai and all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like really brew the coffee well.
Yeah.
It was a good idea.
What, this video, do you remember at what like milestone was this idea dropped?
We changed a lot of things after we crossed the Pandit Patrol. Till Karnal, we made a lot of changes to the cafe plans.
Okay, till Karnal, we were still opening cafe.
But then we were like, so let's get a decent machine, let's get a good grinder. From a regular basic setup, we went to, let's do something decent. That's going to last for a longer period of time. And we'll be doing like, the output should be much better.
Yeah.
So that's what we came down with. And this is from Panipat total Karnal.
Yeah. And the valid point there was that at that time, Chandigarh's cafe scene was pretty bad. Let's not get into that.
You were doing the maths of our cafe planning.
Yeah, right? You were doing the calculations.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where it fucked up.
Maybe that's why we don't own the cafe. Maybe that's why we're not making money.
According to the mental maths that we did that time, a cafe setup would have costed us a bomb.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And we didn't have... Pesthe thayi. I wonder whose fault is that.
Calculation.
Taking blame.
giving blame to all of us. Yay!
To be fair, if we had opened a cafe back in 2019, I think hum aaj ke rental se to bache hote.
Why? Look at the bright side. At this point, we have 100 cafes to call our own. And no money to show for it. High fives all around.
Thanks, man.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, still at Karnal, I think we finally we stopped at Savoy.
I got out of the car. I had a burger from McDonald's and cold coffee. I had cold coffee. they were like still. What coffee? Yeah, got it. And we left from Sewai and there was like paise nahi hai, we can't do a cafe. We surely can't do a cafe.
Yeah.
And then for some weird reason, I was driving. I don't know mirsa aage kaun baitha tha, jo peeche baitha tha na wahan se waaze cold brew mein kuch kar
diya. I
think main peeche baitha.
Yeah. Sounds like you.
Cold brew. Really?
Yeah.
Let's bottle cold brew. Let's sell cold brew.
Yeah.
Just cold brew.
A revolutionary idea for that time.
That's true. Correct. That's true. But we dropped that idea.
I don't know why.
We reached Kurukshetra probably 20 kilometers.
I'll tell you why. Because we had no idea that people do batch work.
Yeah.
We thought we had to set up the entire plant ourselves.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. I was going to open a cafe for that calculation. There are 2 crore rupees. How did we put 15
crore? Exactly.
Because that's what we thought. We'll buy a factory.
Yeah, and set up a bottling unit.
Yes. Yes, a brewing and a bottling unit.
Hindsight, dude, that's a great business idea. We should do it right now.
No.
Yeah.
No, not happening.
So, cold brew was then out of the window.
Yeah.
The bottle
that,
was toast.
That went by very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
But I remember doing the math on cold brew as well.
Yes, yes.
I remember doing the math. I remember saying, okay, this is profitable. I remember saying this is profitable.
Yeah.
We must make sure I never do math ever again.
Cool.
We, like, as a group, guys, let's make a decision right now in front of people. Is camera camera ko sakshi maan ke hum aaj decide kar rahe hain ki Sharang will never do business math again.
But who will? I don't know how to. Savvy, dude. You, yes.
Thanks, man.
Why didn't you do math that time?
He was driving, yeah?
Bhai, mess laata gaadi
hai. Are you mad, dude? Haan, theek
hai. Jaldi pahunch jata
hai. Yeah. Cool, so cold brew was out of the window. The cafe was now sealed shut, primarily because we didn't have money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And but we had to do something with coffee, right? Yeah. To be part of the community.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Because I think the comment that we had was ki, I think this is post Kurukshetra when we were like, yeah, kya karna hai? And like the three of us were on the same page ki Chandigarh mein speciality coffee leke aani aani hai. Chahe kuch bhi ho jaye.
Yeah.
Because I think early 2019s, I think I still remember there were like three or four places who started serving Blue Tokai.
Correct.
And correct. That's where we were like, finally we see something very different.
Yeah.
And the quality of the coffee was definitely better than all the other cafes.
100%.
Because I think one, awareness wasn't there, and probably the market didn't need that kind of a change.
Yeah.
Back then, especially in Chandigarh.
Brewing was really bad.
The brewing was bad. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Most of the cafes. Sure. The brewing was really bad.
Yeah, like, of course.
Are you dissing the cafes
here? No, we're not dissing.
Yeah, we're not dissing anybody, right? No, that's what we have for.
Yeah,
we
speak truths.
Yeah.
Objective truths.
Yeah. The Bluetooth guy was there. Our thing was ki, Chandigarh was a charity coffee leke aani aani hai.
Correct.
And we want, and it should not be limited to the three of us.
Yeah.
It has to be for a much bigger audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the plan that we were sticking on to.
Correct.
Throughout.
Yeah. And then surprise, we had a roaster lying with us.
Yeah.
Which we've been using off and on for the heck of it.
Trying to do something.
Yeah.
Buying coffee from Green Coffee from
Sonipat. Yeah. Yeah. Well, very cheap though.
Very cheap.
Very cheap, yeah.
We should try some of that.
We should try some of
that. With our advanced roasting skills now, who knows? Double AP very.
Dude,
no, so.
People are watching this, okay?
Correct. No, my question is, when we had a roaster, why didn't we come up with the idea of starting a roastery before all of this, when we already had a roaster?
Because we didn't know jack shit about roasting.
We did not know jack shit about roasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
I think at that point of time, it just seemed the learning curve of brewing was shorter than the learning curve of roasting. I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The curve is the most important thing in the world. Be it brewing or roasting.
Yeah, that's true. ROR. That's true.
ROR.
Yeah.
But then I think it was too short a time to, get things in our head. It's not like
fair
it
point.
Was a long journey.
Correct. And the other thing was that we wanted to start something now.
Yeah.
You know, it was we want something now. It wasn't a matter of, oh, let's do something next year.
Yeah.
We were just so desperate to one, get out. Like for me, I was just desperate to get out of what I was doing at that time. And together we were desperate to be in coffee.
Yes.
I think that's the reason why we didn't think of the roastery first.
First.
Yeah.
And when everything else failed, we realized we didn't have money. We were like, why don't we start roasting? And just see how it goes from there. You know?
At least learn how to roast.
Yeah.
At least start the process.
See if there is a market, you know? And that's when we decided, we were like, fine, let's start roasting coffee. Let's figure out how to roast coffee.
Yeah.
Figure out if there's a market for freshly roasted coffee in Chandigarh and the neighboring region, and if we can actually do a good enough job with that. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like where we were when we finally reached back home at midnight.
Yeah. Not fine.
Midnight.
11:30. 11:45
ish.
45, I was home.
Right? We reached at
11:30.
Yeah, so that was the origin trip.
Yeah.
Of that was BCR. Literally, yeah. Hashtag origin trip.
The origin road trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Which led to
obviously
the...
Obviously, nothing more to it.
Correct.
This is how it began.
Correct. The creation of Bloom Coffee Roasters. Yeah. Yeah. Good,
the,
good coffee break.
Yeah.
Break.
The camera magic, we have coffee again.
Sweet. Just like our coffees.
Yes.
So, that's the origin trip that ended. I think we came up with the name on the way back. Yeah? In the car?
We figured it out.
Right?
We came up with like, I think, two or three words.
Yeah.
And Bloom was the first word that we all agreed upon.
Huh. I think we wanted something that was easy to pronounce, which you remember, something to do with coffee.
Yes, yes.
Picks all the boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And me being the domain holder that I am,
yeah.
I got the domain like right there
yes.
and then.
Yes.
.com wasn't available and we were like, going on the kijagi.
Dot in, dot in, dude, we are even proud.
Yeah, yeah, democracy. Democracy. Singapore.
Thank God.
China.
But we didn't go overboard with domain at that time.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was much later. Much later.
I think that's his hobby. That's your hobby, to buy domains.
Yeah, I think somebody told me that it's very profitable. So far, I've spent a lot of money in buying domains and I haven't made
any. For your next business idea, contact Shari.
Seriously, if you want to buy domains, please buy them off me. And
he's your daddy when it comes to GoDaddy.
Oh, yeah. Cool. We will not even edit that out. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah. So, Bloom Coffee Roasters, the name was decided.
Yes. Yeah.
And then came to the actual work.
Yeah.
One was the branding. The other was learning how to roast coffee. Yeah.
And what's incredible is that we did both of them simultaneously. Incredible. I mean,
yeah.
Like, we thought it through, man. Who would have thought?
I swear, I say. Like, just the idea of doing both together.
Multitasking between three people. Puppet boys.
Yeah, so, yeah, roasting, I think we should talk about the branding part of it.
Mm.
I think that's a very important
yes.
part of our story, right?
Should we first of all give a round of applause to the person who has done the branding?
Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Ravi.
Who did our branding, Shal?
Pushkar Thakur from the Graphy Aussie. Yeah,
Pushkar.
Thank you, Pushkar. Thank you, man.
A great job.
Pushkar was incredible. I knew about Pushkar because of his stationery brand Origin One.
Yes.
We all had his diaries and craft paper, but beautiful.
Still
yeah, yeah, I still have them.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes,
yeah. Correct. And I remember when we thought of like who could design the branding for us. We had some ideas of what we wanted our brand to look like.
Yeah.
Correct. Tejasvi, I remember you were like pretty clear about you know, the way it should kind of be more approachable, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The whole idea was to not do something that the three of us like, because we are pretty bland, boring, white, black, white, that kind of people. But we wanted the brand to be more fun, easily approachable, and yeah, so Chandigarh was a big part of it. We wanted to get Chandigarh, the schemes, what Chandigarh means to us, somewhere in the branding. And of course, with Chandigarh comes the primary colors. So we got the colors, we pushed really hard to get black somewhere there. Thank God for black pouches.
Thank God. I remember Shivansh was like extremely against craft paper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What's your thing with craft paper, man?
Oh, I love it. But
I think we all do. I think
yeah.
we all do.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, going back to our story with the Indian Aeropress championship.
Yeah.
So, you know, that intimidation that we felt because, you know, that specialty coffee not being slightly approachable.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with the craft paper, the black, or you know, minimalist mindset, or just the logo of the company and the estate name. Right? You know, there's not a lot one gathers from that. If you're not part of the coffee community, if you're not into coffee, you know, you don't really gather a lot. Like, as a newbie, you don't really pick it up. You know, so I wanted to make sure, like, we wanted to make sure over here that our coffee bags are approachable. you know, that you see them on a shelf, you see the branding somewhere, you have that inquisitiveness that, oh, what is that? I want to see that. Okay. And on the pouch itself, as random as it may be, we have all the information. You know, we say coffee over there.
Correct. I think we'll get into the details of that in a bit. I think
stating obvious is what we do best.
Stating the obvious. Yeah. And so, yeah, I remember messaging Pushkar and expecting him to not reply or him saying that I don't have time, etc., etc.
Sliding into Pushkar's DMs.
Sliding into Pushkar's DMs. Yeah. yeah, and I was like, dude, we want to start something with coffee. Would you be up for designing something for us? And one, he replied, win-win.
Yeah.
And two, he was very sweet and he was like, why don't you guys come over? We'll discuss what you want to do and let's see if we can make it work.
Yeah.
And who went? I think Tisri and I went there.
You and me. Yes.
Yeah. I could not go.
You weren't there, right? Yeah. And I remember when we entered there, Tisri was like, because of all the beautiful black sofas there. Mad black all around.
Mad black sofas.
The black on black card.
The paint was black. His room was black. I'm like, oh my god, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
yeah. This is...
You had a gothic mood over there.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, beautiful place. He made it the pour over from Lutakai, and which we enjoyed. And then we started talking about what we wanted to do and how he could contribute to it in terms of our branding, our logo. And I think biggest apprehension at that time was, you know, us not being able to afford him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I remember in the entire conversation, you know, we'd be like, we want to do this, 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 this. But dude, you know, we are like really bootstrapped, man. We are like really...
You were the bad client, right? Just saying.
No, I was. I know. So, now here's the fun part of it. Okay, this is something which I don't know a lot of people know. But...
No, nobody knows.
Nobody knows this, right? We're going to say this.
Should we?
Yeah, I think we should. Oh, I think it's fun, right? So, before we went, me and this, we had thought of a budget. Okay, this is what we want to put in, which is a sizable amount. But because we thought that branding was critical because of the way we want to approach our brand, well, I find this is a fair enough investment to make. And it's like a once in a, you know, 10-year, 20-year investment. So we're okay with that.
Yeah.
Right? So finally, when all the discussions were done, all fun and everything was done, we asked Pushkar, that dude, you know, how much do you think you'll charge for this? And he's like, look, man, normally I would charge, you know, XYZ for it. I see how passionate you guys are and I really want to, you know, kind of help you out with that. So I will charge you X amount, right? Which was like a lot lesser than what he would normally charge, right? And at that point in time, I was like, damn, this is brilliant. But they just be our chief negotiator. He's like, dude, you know what? We can give you X plus Y. Pushkar's like, okay, let's do that.
I'll tell you what the thing was. We discussed this already. No,
do not justify yourself now.
I'll do A, B, C, D, E for you. Okay? And we were like, okay, but baki char cheeze kaun karega? And you'll definitely charge more. And if we do a package deal when we are here right now, it's gonna cost us less. And then baad mein hum ek cheez karenge, zyada paise lagenge. Dusri karenge, aur paise lagenge. So might as well just finish it right there. And to be fair, that's why I don't go to Palika and Jalpat because I'm terrible at it.
Are you comparing Pushkar to Palika and Jalpat now?
No, because I am terrible at negotiating.
Yeah, that's a good designer.
Hey, no, man.
Whatever amount we paid Pushkar, I think it feels everything that he did and how the branding came out.
Yeah.
I think it's worth every bit.
And more.
Yeah.
100%.
It was right because we were bootstrapped, we didn't have money
correct.
At all. But it was very gutsy, one, to go to Pushkar at that time. We had nothing.
Yeah.
And we, Shahani and I were like standing outside Pushkar. We parked the car and we were sitting inside the car and we were discussing. I paisa to hai nahi. Itne ho jayenge. Itne mein kya hoega? Kuch to hoega. Dekhte hain. And then Pushkar gave us a quote and he went out of the room. He was doing his own stuff. He was designing something at that time.
That was very smart of him in hindsight.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
Yeah. So he gave us like about 10 minutes time. And we discussed. And we were like, yeah. Like, it's like what typical Chandigarh wo andar se wo nikalta na Punjabi ka Punjabi ka scheme. Took over and like, theek hai yaar, dekhi jayegi. Let's do it.
We spoke to a couple of others who were charging much lesser than Pushkar. But then you know what? Yeah, you weren't that involved. You were starting that time, na?
Oh, yeah. You didn't
even
ask
him
that
you designed
from,
right?
No, we asked you.
We did. We called you.
Yeah, dude, you were included in everything. Stop being so paranoid.
Apart from the money talks, of
course. Correct, yeah.
That's a decision I would do.
Correct.
But Shivansh, Shivansh Katna
Vela. And once we finalized that, yeah, Pushkar was doing our designing, the next conversation we had with Pushkar was about, you know, how we want a brand to... you know, look like what does it represent?
Yeah.
And it was one of the most amazing conversations I've had. You know, in terms of how we wanted our brand to be represented by the design, right? So, like as we said, the Chandigarh part of it, what you said about you know, it being approachable and fun, and then of course, you know, there's the nerdy part of it. Which was critical because we didn't want, and even now a lot of people will look at our branding and go like, "Ah, oh, this is, you know, some people find tacky." Yeah. But what was very important to me was that all the relevant information that you need on the bag of coffee, as a brewer myself, should be there, right? And more. So I remember having the conversation with Pushkar about putting the photograph of the planter on the bag, and he loved that idea, and we started doing that. And then I think the thing that tied it all together was the stickers on my guitar case was carrying with me.
Yeah.
And
just trying to impress Pushkar that day, with the guitar.
I think so, yeah. I remember carrying my case just because of that. Yeah. Totally. And worked. Yeah. And we took our guitar case and, you know, I was like, you know, whenever I would like find a nice sticker, I put it there, and it kind of creates a very cool vibe. And suddenly Pusha was like, why don't we tie this all together with primary colors, random stickers, and all the data that we needed to put it all in a bag randomly. And I remember when you sent the first mock-up, we were like blown away.
Yeah.
That was the first and only mock-up that he sent us.
Yeah.
There was no other design.
No, we didn't ask for any changes. We didn't do anything.
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, we didn't. But we had an option. It was like, it's either this or this is gonna go completely out.
It's
gonna be something very new.
Different.
Yeah. We can't make changes to this because it'll lose the charm of what it really is. And we were like hooked on to it from the first look.
We love it. I even remember having a conversation with somebody, I don't know who it was. Some parent, somebody is like, "Arey, kuch change to karwao na."
I know.
Ek option aur mangwao na. Hai na something like that?
Something happened.
I think
it was collective. The parent collective.
The parent collective.
I'm sure. And we were like, Nini, we're very happy with this. And that became our branding.
I think Pushkar told us this, the beans under our logo, that Groom Coffee Roasters, is actually Morse code for Groom Coffee Roasters. I thought that you're talking about Pushkar, that everybody should know.
Correct. Yeah, the guy is fantastic.
Yeah,
Pushkar's fantastic. And that became our branding, which we are extremely proud of. We really, really love. And some will hate us for it. It's polarizing. Yeah. But at least it's original.
Yes.
You know? At least it's us.
Yeah.
And I think for us, that's the most important thing. Just with our coffee, with our image and with our branding, we want to be transparent. We want to be original. We want to be ourselves.
Yeah.
That's far more important to us than taking some boxes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Except the roast level box.
That would be funny.
Yeah. So, that was the branding part of it. Now, The other critical part, of course, was green coffee and coffee roasting.
Yeah, man. That was tough.
Initially,
it was tough.
I mean, it's still tough, to be honest.
At least now we know. It's still tough.
I remember somebody recently asked me, Sharang, how long did it take you to learn roasting? And I was like, dude, I've been roasting for about 3.5, almost 4 years now. And I'm still learning something new every single time I roast. Every batch, every roast day is a learning. And that's something which kind of applies to even, say, music or any art. You're learning every day. It's a continuous. You've never learned how to play guitar. You've never learned how to sing.
Even a new coffee, right? A new profile that we're doing. It's a completely new system of roasting. It's a completely new system.
For us.
I'm talking about us only. Don't know anybody else's roasting
style. I think what really helped was having mentors like Suhas from day one. Having mentors, and I say mentors because when we started, at least these guys were mentors. You know, people like Pawan, Naveen, Shravan, they were so helpful to us. They were so open. Not only were they helpful with them giving us great coffee, but because we had no clue about coffee, you know, we really were, we went in the blind. They were one, helpful, two, honest, and three, they kind of showed us the path. You know, and not just in terms of coffee roasting, but even in terms of the way we work, our philosophy, the way we interact with people, our value system. I think a lot of it was defined by people like Suhas, Pawan, Naveen, and the guys we interacted with. Rohan as well. Absolutely. These guys were like the founding fathers of... not founding fathers, they're founding bros. Founding bros of Bloom Coffee Roasters. We did a very nice roasting course session and through Dukai.
I was there.
You weren't there, correct?
I had an exam that day, I think.
You did?
I did have an exam.
Typical.
How's your education?
What? Really?
Physical
education.
Physical education.
For 5 years. But this week, we went to Blue Tokai. It was Saket, right?
It was Saket.
And it was Asif and Shreyas?
And Shreyas.
Wow.
Both of them.
Wow.
So Shreyas was the one, when we were at the cafe, Flash Roastery, Shreyas was there. It was the three of us, Sharang, the other person, and me. And that was a, it was very nice to see how good and with ease Shreyas was trying to explain all the processes and how the roaster works and what do you do and what are the basics. And then what was overwhelming was the amount of coffee that was around us. And we were like, we were seeing people packing 250 gram pouches on a back to back thing for about good 30 minutes.
Wow.
And how they had stacked up you know, boxes and cartons and everything of roasted coffee, green coffee, and all the details and everything. And then I think we tried a dark, medium, and a light roast. That they were roasting at that time. I think that was the first time when both Sharang and I, we were like, light roast.
Light roast,
so good. And the third person I was there, he was like, dark, of course. It tastes like coffee.
Yeah.
And Sharang had the first roast that I had light roast, and he was like, this is so good, man.
I think it was the Sitaragundu estate, right?
Yes, yes.
That's great coffee.
It was phenomenal.
Of course, we've had it. We had so much of it.
Yeah.
I really want to work with them, actually. Let me get in touch with them.
So Chitnis was. Shreyas was the.
Instagram handle,
Shreyas was really helpful. He gave us a lot of time for us if we had any queries, any questions. And discussing about green coffee, the curves, and how difficult it gets at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To roast coffee, and at times it's like so easy.
Mm.
So it was like, okay, so there's just no one perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a task. It's hard work with every roast.
Yeah.
And that we got on with, like, the first time we went there.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a little bit scary. Ki abhi kuch aata nahi hai. And then this man is telling us about it. And then we were like really happy ki jahan pe hum aaye karne, the course that we're doing at Bhutra Kai. That was very helpful.
Absolutely.
It gave us so much clarity on what journey we are about to take.
Yeah.
And what all should we expect right from the beginning?
Yeah.
Jo usually bahut hai ki baad log bhi the pata chalne hota. That was like pretty clear.
Yeah.
Right there and then.
Yeah.
And it's a huge credit to Bhutra Kai for doing that. Like, you know, it's of course they're the leaders with specialty coffee in the country,
yeah.
No doubt, and the pioneers. But the way they you know, they're so inclusive, it's really really commendable.
Yeah.
And I remember we didn't sign up for sensory course.
We did, but they were kind enough to was kind enough to come and he was like, we have 2 free spots. If you guys want to join, then please do. And then we did a small sensory cupping thing with them.
Yeah, that was the first time we cup.
Yes, that was the first time we cup. And we were scoring coffees. And it was like, not to brag, but Shari and I scored very close to what Shreya's and our scores were.
We were just so
happy.
We were
jumping, man. We were jumping. We were like, oh my God.
See, now we know that cupping is all, you know, bluffing.
Very important. You can't say that. You can't
know. See, now we know that tasting notes and cup scores mean nothing at all.
Yeah.
But at that time, we were like jumping around. No, I'm kidding.
That was victory, man.
That was victory.
At that time,
yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was our first exposure to coffee roasting. At all, right? Our second major exposure to roasting was the SCA roasting course that we did with Suhas,
yeah.
Right? For which it was Shivansh and I, right?
Yeah.
And
that was the first time that I saw a roaster like that.
Correct. I remember before we took roasting class, I went to
Suhas.
Yeah. I was in Bangalore and I met up with him. And I was like, dude, this is what we're planning. You know, the idea is not really to be a commercial roaster. We just want to kind of roast for ourselves. But we really want to learn roasting.
Ah,
you know,
the idea is first of all,
learn roasting.
Yeah.
Exactly. Learn about coffee. And he was like, dude, so right now we don't do a course, but if you're interested, I have a couple of the people who also are looking for it, so we could plan something up. I was like, so you've got 2 for sure.
Yeah.
You've got me and Shivansh for sure.
Yeah.
If that fulfills your minimum requirement, great. If not, find some more people and let's do it. And I think a week later, he called me. He's like, does this date work for you? I was like, dude, whatever date you say, we'll be there. And we went to Bangalore for the roasting course. And we did our, I think it was a 3-day course?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I missed one of my vivas for that.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. It was, I think one of the subjects called end term vivas or
something. Final viva. Not a final.
But it had a decent enough
value
of it.
I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Commitment to the cause.
Well,
and yeah, I think we were there in Bangalore for about 3 days with Suhas, and that's exactly where we met Balinder from Seva Works.
Yes.
And Mayank Pali Brews. And Mayank,
I'm not sure
what this roastery is called now. I think I do actually, but yeah, I won't say the wrong thing. And yeah, it was a wonderful 3 days, wasn't it, dude?
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount that we learned with Qayyum over there, Suhas, but it was incredible.
Yeah. And the number of coffees we had over there.
And the amount that Suhas let us play with the opera over there. I mean, kudos to him. Like, the first time ever I had ever used, I held a porta filter and it's intimidating. And I was being very gentle with the thing and cumulative. I was like, Jose,
correct. It was fantastic, man. It was fantastic.
Totally.
I
was really intimidated by the machine that day.
Opera is an intimidating machine.
Still have.
Period.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. Okay, you saw it like after a lot of espresso fun.
Fun, yeah. This is the first time And the macchiato sauce.
Oh man! The best.
Guruji. Guruji.
I'm still waiting for it, man.
Because
he made over here. He didn't.
That macchiato, man. Oh.
Fantastic. Yeah, I remember we had like, so Shivansh and I were trying out different coffees across Bangalore.
Yeah.
Right, and we went to a few different places. But the coffee at Benki, so good. So good. Yeah. I'm glad they have now started the Benki coffee as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can pay for it as well. Like that time. You made a lot of coffee for us, to be fair.
Huh?
You
know? So that
He's fantastic. He's fantastic.
And his process,
the whole team, the whole Benki team, honestly.
Yeah,
I remember we met Sohini there as well, we met Divya, of course, Pabiji, Pabiji there as well, and they were again just so warm, so sweet, so cordial, so welcoming, and yeah, we learned so much in that course, which gave us the confidence to do whatever we did further. Not just the conference, but also the education. The knowledge.
More about it, taught us, like, privately, aaj will nothing aise ho rahi hai. Like, that's the diet that was said. Tomorrow, this will change.
Yeah.
And don't be intimidated when it changes. Adapt.
Correct.
Right?
And the other thing that Suhas, that really stayed with me, even now, is that, I don't think we follow that too much, but it was like, you know, don't be kind of all that. Don't be the gatekeepers of coffee, you know?
Yeah.
Let people have coffee the way they want to have coffee. And at that time, I remember I especially was very stuck up and snobby about coffee because I didn't know anything about it, to be honest. So for me, you know, sugar was a no-no, milk was the blah, 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 right? And as I've like, you know, kind of learned about coffee more, and interacted with people like Suhas and some of the leaders in, you know, the thought leaders of coffee right now, I realize that it's not really our prerogative, to be the gatekeepers of coffee. We fulfill a service. We give people coffee. And we can tell people that this is how you can best brew it.
For us,
for our taste, you know, for our palate. After that, it is down to the customer himself, the brewer himself. He must make it his own. He must make the coffee what he wants it to be. And I think Suhas is one of those people who has led this in India.
He's family coffee for everyone, man.
Yeah, and that's where we came up with the the whole tagline as well. That we want specialty coffee to be for everyone. We want people in Punjab to look at our bank or like Bloom Coffee versus Tangle Baba. You know? And to be able to have coffee the way they want to have coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the most memorable part of the course for you? Do you have a more memorable part of the course? I'll tell you. Your most memorable part of the course. You win that blend competition.
Oh, yeah. That's the cupping spoon.
Not against. Okay, we are the champions.
Competitive?
Yeah, look at you, man. Yeah, so we
will. I still have that cupping spoon, man. That is a victory for me.
Yeah. So that was one big learning out of that.
No, that was a highlight. What was your highlight, Sharan, for that course? Like, what was your key highlight?
My highlight, apart from that cool red light coffee defect sorting experience, which is very like surreal, I think my most useful highlight was meeting Sharan there from Salawala Estate. I remember we were doing the cupping and Sharan walked in and Suhas was like, Sharan, have you met Sharan? Sharan, have you met Sharan? Sharan, 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 Sharan. That whole thing happened.
That's a BCR tongue twister. I'm not going to read all that.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Sharan, 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 Sharan.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very well done.
Yeah. So we met him there for the first time. And we've been buying coffee from him ever since.
Yeah.
This is actually the fourth year in a row that we're buying coffee from him. And we bought coffee from him and multiple times during the year, so he's been very helpful to us over the last
thank you,
Paji. And yeah, I think that was a major victory of meeting Suhas. And then Suhas has connected us to so many other people as well, which has been nice.
No, Guruji gives a victory is getting there, but that's a different podcast episode.
Correct. Right? We should do that. Yeah, we should invite Suhas.
We will.
Yeah. Then, of course, on the same trip, we headed down to Coorg.
Venkat's Valley Estate.
Yes, Venkat's Valley Estate to meet Pawan and Shilpa.
So, Sharan, wait. How did you find out about Venkat's Valley Estate? What's the story there, man?
Like,
you were very particular.
Yeah.
Like, so this is where they do.
Yeah, so, when I was doing my master's in Oxford, Brookes University, there was a lovely cafe there called Quarter Horse Coffee, who was serving incredible specialty coffee from roasteries like Square Mile Workshop, based out of London. And that's where I started having specialty coffee in the first place. Mm. When I went back to England a few years later, I realized that they're no longer in Oxford, and they moved to Birmingham, where they've opened their own roastery.
Wow.
Which got me very excited, and my wife and I, Varsha, we went to Birmingham primarily to visit them. And till that time, I hadn't really had Indian specialty coffee outside of India. Right, of course, Blue Tokai, Beachwill,
yeah.
These guys were here and I was having their coffee, but I hadn't had coffee outside India from an Indian planter. When I reached there, one of the primary feature offerings was the Venkat's Valley Estate India. And I remember seeing that, and this is I think in 2017 or 16, this is way before this, right? And I was like, wow, I did not know that Indian coffees were good enough to be in Europe,
yeah.
To be in the UK, to be at like one of the best roasteries in the country,
yeah.
In the UK, right? And that was my first exposure to Indian specialty coffee outside India. So when we started, you know, I really wanted to kind of track them down,
yeah.
And work with them because that was my reference point, in a way, of Indian specialty coffee. So yeah, I stalked them. I stalked Pawan on Instagram, and I found Papa Gucci Coffee through Komal's account, of course, South Indian Coffee Company.
South Indian Coffee, yeah.
And we had messaged Pawan, and we told him that we'd be starting a roastery. We might come to visit. And he's like, yeah, fine, you can come and visit. But
coffee out of me.
Yeah, correct. He was like, and you know, we called him out of the blue once we were in Bangalore, and we were like, hey, Pawan, Sharang here. In the taxi, headed to your place. See you in a few hours. He's like, what? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you see, you would come.
Yeah, so yeah, a few hours later, we were at Pawan's place. And he showed us around the whole estate.
What a farm.
What a wonderful farm, yeah.
Good.
Great guy. Shilpa's amazing. The coffees are phenomenal. And of course, we've been working with Pawan. We weren't able to get coffee from him from that harvest, but the following harvest we were able to get coffee from him, and that has become, of course, as everybody knows, one of our favorite coffees.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
And Pawan has been, I think, out of everybody we work with, I think Pawan has been probably the most important part of Bloom Coffee Roasters from a farm perspective.
Yeah,
he's kind of the backbone.
Absolutely.
And big thanks to Pawan and Shilpa for, you know, giving us coffee.
Yeah,
and
do you remember that look that they shared? Like, so we were there sitting in the drawing room and all, we were like, so we will do this with our coffee, we'll roast it like this, we'll try to retain the flavor, da, da, da. Like, you know, talking about what we have our plans. And until that moment, they were just like, haan, theek hai, toh aaye hain, dekh lete
hain,
kya karna hai, ye, ye, wo. Until that moment, then suddenly we saw, like, me and Shah noticed that look, and Shilpa and Pawan shared a look, and just going, there, throw the coffee.
Yeah, it was like a nod, it was like a...
Yeah.
That moment we were like, you know,
coffee,
did like
coffee,
a, it was like an under the counter high five.
Yeah,
made it.
Yeah.
Got it. And man. They've been like
they've been
incredible.
And the coffee, man, the quality of the coffee is going up, man. The yellow honey, the red honey,
the washed. The Robusta, of course.
Oh
yeah, the Robusta. What do you do with that, Pawan?
Mm-hmm. Also, we were the first Indian roasters he gave
coffee to,
right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Robusta, seriously, dude.
That natural Robusta is so good.
Yeah. That's the only Robusta that we have, and They hope to get more next year, but that it's a very high benchmark for us to kind of grade Robustas and buy Robustas.
Yeah. Correct. And this is like before Robusta became cool again.
You know? We're the first one to have a Robusta on board as specialty roasters also, I think.
No, I mean, no. Blends, there are a few blends. But now Robusta is more like a mainstream with specialty coffee.
Yeah,
for sure. And from there, of course, if you're talking planters, we can't miss out Naveen.
Yeah.
MSP Coffee, Mongar Estate to represent. Mogulard Fat Boy Association. Shout out to Bini and Akshay as well. That was another coffee that I think actually MSP was the first plantation that I visited during the harvest. So my first real taste of coffee cherries was literally at MSP with Naveen and Kamlesh, and they were really amazing as well. Incredible facility. You guys haven't been there
now.
This year for sure. The coffees have been spectacular all across, and that's also where we had our first Naturals coffee from. Right?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
The Mogunar Naturals.
Oh
my god.
So good.
I mean,
it was so good.
I remember.
That was an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
The first time when I tried that Mogunar Naturals, oh man.
Yeah. Berries and whatnot. It was just such a delicious coffee. The Mogulard Naturals was one of those coffees that really got us into the whole, the processing and how intricate great specialty coffee can be, you know. So, and again, we've been working with him since that day.
Yeah.
And his coffees have been, you know, foundational for Bloom Coffee Notion as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And so now we've got our branding.
Yeah.
We have a fair idea of how to roast coffee. We've already had our roaster for some time, which needed some tweaking and some repairs, which we got done.
And the whole idea, we wasted a lot of coffee initially.
Okay. And now we've got our green coffee as well.
Yes.
Like the first lots we got was Mogulard and Salavara, and then even I think Shravan gave us a small batch of the Kaldepura Organic, So those are nice coffees to begin with. And
That came later.
And after that, what was left? Nothing much. We launched.
No website, dude. Oh.
I don't want to get into that.
I really don't
want to get into the website. I still don't think our website is that great.
Oh, this is a shout out to any web developers who love coffee. We'll barter you for a great website.
And we pay you. We're not cheap that way. I think first of February we launched.
So all of December, all of I think most November, December is when we were doing the written trials.
Yeah, burning coffee.
Yeah.
And January was when we gave out all the stuff for printing that we'll probably be launching in.
Sometime very soon.
We need to do an episode with Akshay.
I swear.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Big shout out to
Akshay. Getting the colors right, getting the stuff right. I mean, you know, big shout out. How accommodating he has been overall with our idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, phenomenal. So, Jan was that, and we held tastings.
Connect.
Jan with friends and family.
Yeah, in my house.
And bias is what we got.
Yeah.
Kid, we love the coffee. This is so good.
Yeah.
But I think that was also, I think we needed that push as well.
Yeah. We needed encouragement for sure.
And then 1st Feb is when we launched. And I still remember the first order that we got. And we were jumping. We were jumping with joy. We were trying three different specialty coffees. Yeah. We were cupping them. We were brewing them in different ways. And they started ordering coffees from us. And it was a process. It was a thing. And back then, we were stickling our own bags ourselves.
Yeah.
We were doing it from roasting to cupping to tasting to making every bag, sending them out.
Working from Sharon's house, that whole the brewing room, like turning his drawing room into a packaging room.
Packaging room and a brewing room.
Yeah.
Good times though.
As a
photography room.
My long walks.
And I remember, like, initially there was a lot of anxiety, man. For me, at least from the operations standpoint, because it was my house. So it was very easy for me to start packaging at, say, 5 in the morning. Right? Because I used to be so... not pumped. I was genuinely in... I had anxiety. I had, like... I was nervous that we've got an order. And the whole night, I was almost awake. Ki order aega, order aega. And the order, even now, to be fair, even now when I get an email, ki new order, I still, like, so pumped. But that time it was like more anxiety. So I would just start packaging automatic straight away. And like middle of the night, I'll just start grinding coffee. For no reason. Thank God that stopped.
Well, that's true.
So we had a good 1 month from 1st Feb to
month and a half. So yeah, month and a half.
That was at what, 24th?
It was March, right?
22nd March.
Yeah.
21st March was the longest 2 months.
And I remember just before lockdown, we had spoken to Casa Bella Vista, Martha, about them taking coffee from us. And she was again so sweet and so supportive.
Yeah.
And we got our order. I remember we went, we ordered coffee. And lockdown. We were like, I was stuck with a lot of coffee in my house.
We were stuck with about 35 kilos of coffee.
Awesome. I mean, not that awesome also. We had a lot of coffee.
That's true.
And
I'm glad we did though. We get to, like, we got to experiment a lot, like in terms of brewing and I still have those notes of, you know, brewing the same coffee multiple ways, multiple dosages.
No, I think, honestly, when I look back, I think the lockdown was a bit of a blessing for us.
It was.
It allowed us to get our bearings right.
Yeah.
It allowed us to profile our coffees much better.
Yeah.
And of course, at that time, we were not thinking of this as a business, right?
Yeah.
It was still a passion project. Yeah. So,
still
Yeah, still is, of course. But
still
now, I think it's big enough where it's also a business.
We still need help when it comes to the business side
of course, but at least now we know it.
I think that's the case with everybody. Businesses also need help with business.
Exactly.
True. So that's not kind of a thing like
100%. And I think we had obviously no clue about, like you said, about business processes and all, but it was just so much fun doing all that stuff. But I think if the lockdown hadn't come when it came, we would have been found out. You know, we would have been... our shortcomings would have been exposed very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So we were kind of protected by the lockdown.
Yeah.
And that allowed us to grow as roasters, as brewers, as even, to be fair, entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Because we were able to sort out a lot of our, iron out some of our issues.
And do a few online courses.
And what was really fun that time was that my neighbors started thinking that I was dealing with drugs. You know, really thought that I'm selling like ecstasy or some pills, MDMA or whatever it is. Because
I'm so glad that you know the names of these things.
Thanks, man. Big shout out to Meet. So MDMA is Molly.
Oh god.
We're not cutting this out, right?
Of course, So, well, no, I'll tell you why, though. I would get messages at like midnight, bro, need stuff. Okay. And then SUVs would come outside my house at like 2 in the morning. And they would put their jars outside my gate and I would pour something into those jars in from black bags. So after like 2-3 weeks of this, when people started going out slightly, my neighbors asked my grandmother, okay, Sharang, what is he doing these days? Because I see a lot of these big cars with black pouches and all that, and this stuff being transferred from black pouches into bag.
During peak lockdown.
Peak lockdown.
And COVID का subscriber death है यू?
हाँ हाँ. कौन था?
500 cases man.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it was very safe. I was wearing masks and gloves and all that. But like, it just showed one that how much people valued coffee. And then it also gave us some sort of, you know, encouragement and reinforcement that our coffee was not too bad. Which is something that at least I kind of struggled with a lot in terms of believing, you know, that what we're doing is worth something. So that was really good. And I think looking back, I think the first lockdown at least was really helpful in a lot of ways. It gave us, we've already gotten that. We don't need to, right? You guys agree, right?
Yeah,
totally.
Absolutely.
Like, I really think the lockdown
gave us. Yeah. And the other thing the lockdown gave us was our early morning roasting protocol.
Yes.
That was lockdown 2.
No, that was lockdown 1.
That was primarily lockdown 1.
I'll tell you why.
Lockdown 1, we didn't have the permission to go out.
No. At the end of it, we started roasting, na?
End of it.
Yeah, exactly. Right at the end of it.
Right at the end of it.
I
think 10 days before, there was still, I think, it wasn't a lockdown that time. People did start moving out and
correct. But then the issue with us is that our roastery is in Punjab,
so we
had to cross the border. So for that we had to go extremely early in the morning, 3:34, so that we can go without being stopped by the cops and then get back home in time and again not get stopped by the cops. So that's how our early morning roasting protocol started.
I'm glad we did that, and it's stuck now.
It's stuck, now we're like deep into it. It's really enjoyable. And I think like if we sum that whole phase up, I think it was a lot of fun, man.
It was a lot of fun.
Stickering and all that.
Yeah, stickering. Yeah. We're running to the market to get labels printed. We're coming back. Talking to Ship Rocket guys, delivery guys, and Blue Dart people. Ke, yeah, Blue Dart wale jo package hai na, wo gaadi ke dikki ke paas pade hai. Jo gaadi ke bonnet hai, wo delivery wale hai. Wo mujhe uthake le gaye. So much happening, and we weren't doing a lot of sales at that time, but the whole thing was just so much fun. And I think because we got our hands dirty right at the beginning, we did everything ourselves, which was just so enjoyable. And I still remember the long nights that we had when we were like, "Chalo, okay, yeah, hamare hafte kitne aur rahe the, so let's." Let's sticker our bags pehle and let's not keep it for the last moment. And then we used to have stickering days,
stickering parties.
We used to layer all the stickers and then we used to make a chain and then sticker bags.
Gin and stickers.
Let's be clear, I think people might think that now we have like a giant team working for us. We don't.
We do.
Now all the stickers are by Pradeep.
he's a one man
army, man. One man Marvel army.
Our resident Zen master.
Yeah, correct. And so now we're a team of 4 people. And Pradeep showed us a lot of responsibility in terms of operations and packaging, and we couldn't do what we're doing without Pradeep. He's phenomenal. So now the lockdowns are over, you know, COVID is still there of course, but whatever it is, and we start reaching out to some of our local cafes. I think the first one that we got was Casa Madrasta. They've kind of always been the people who pushed culture and pushed quality in the city.
Quality,
And when we first spoke to Martha, Again, I was my usual nervous Alex self.
Yeah.
And but she was so sweet again.
She was great.
Yeah, she was amazing. She's still like even like, till date, yeah, she supports us so much. And then of course we got Books and Brew, and then you guys cracked Beans and Brooks in Mohali. And then we got Kali Coffee. And then Acha, yeah, that was a big one as well. And they're all cafes that we're still working with.
Yeah.
It's been, what, 2.5 years. And what's...
I think that's where we kind of actually finalized also that we want to work with other cafes.
Yeah.
Like, we were in that weird transition phase. Ki, do we be a B2C brand or B2B? Now that I know the terms very
well.
I remember with one of you, I had this conversation. Yeah, dude, B2B hota gaya.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so I mean that's where you realize that what's one major thing that we enjoy is to work with other cafe owners.
Yeah.
Is to kind of come, you know, that's where you say that we have 100 cafes.
That's
true. Because every cafe that we work with, we want to work with them hand in glove. You know, go deep into that coffee program. Can be nosy sometimes, but I think I enjoy it.
I think we all do. I think even in today's scenario, I think everybody wants to improve what they're already doing.
Yeah.
They want a better product and they're willing to get their baristas trained. They're willing to try different stuff. They're willing to try light roast espressos.
Yeah.
There's just so much that...
they're willing to give us a shot.
Yeah, and the market has evolved. And we've been there. We've seen it all.
Yeah.
And I think in Chandigarh, we're the ones who've actually, I think we take pride in being the ones who actually help Chandigarh be there on the specialty market.
100%.
Altogether.
Stop tampers. Stop reverse tamping.
Yes. Oh, stop reverse tamping.
Stop tamping in the air and whatnot. Well,
yeah. And I think...
we need to make a video about reverse tamping.
Oh man,
it's great, I tried it.
Oh man. No, I think the other thing that has been great about working with other cafes is that we met so many super cool people. I think the people part of Bloom Coffee Roasters is probably what we enjoy as much as the coffee itself.
Yeah.
You know, and the times we enjoy people more than the coffee as well. I would say
that's true.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty with the community.
Yeah.
You know, the coffee community that we have in India right now, and which is why community and has been such a core part of Bloom Coffee Roasters.
Yeah.
You know, and the wholesale program has really helped us meet some amazing people throughout the country.
Yeah. And some amazing entrepreneurs, man. Like people who know their shit.
Yeah.
They incredibly when they start something and they have it all figured out, man, imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, entering something with a plan and executing it.
Oh man.
Fuck.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So from there, of course, I think we reached a phase of growth that was very rapid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were consuming coffee like nobody's business.
That's cool.
I remember roasting 15 hours every day without the AC on Scrappy.
In June?
In June and July and August. And that was hellish. And we dared. We were like,
you know what?
Wait. Can we actually get a big roaster? Like,
can we scale up?
Can we actually scale up?
Yeah.
And March 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah, March 2021, yeah. We took the leap and got us our Clio, the ProBat 5 kg.
Yes.
And
big step.
And she's the best.
She's the best. I still have goosebumps talking about her, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, the hair on my back are standing, imagine.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, but so
no beer jokes.
No beer
jokes.
Yeah, so we upgraded within 1 year of starting.
Yes.
To a 5 kilo roaster.
Yeah.
After taking loans from grandparents and family and friends and no bank would support us then.
Yeah, yeah. Still.
Mostly family.
Yeah.
Still.
Grandparents, and that was just so exhilarating, man.
I still remember the day that Cleo, like. That came, we ordered a crane, and oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. getting the roastery set up for Theo, yeah. Man. Wow.
That was a really cool moment.
That was a day.
Yeah, that was a day.
Yeah, but I think I enjoyed the whole process with being there when the work was getting being done, yeah. at the factory.
Correct.
And everything. Small, very small little things. But it was such a joyous thing to see us upgrade.
Yeah.
To a new thing. Yeah. Suddenly it's like from one small room,
yeah.
It's like things are now changing.
A roastery.
Yeah.
A roastery.
It's
yeah.
Like legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which was a moment.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you were like, you played a huge role in setting the whole place up. Because
yeah.
I think I was traveling that time. I wasn't there during the construction and all. So you were like,
Savvy
took charge.
Yeah,
Savvy took charge. The way Savvy does.
Yeah. He's in charge.
Savvy is. And I think it's when we got Theo.
Yeah.
That's when I think we really started understanding coffee at a much deeper level.
Mm.
Because the way we roasted, the way we were able to repeat our roasts and be more consistent on Clio versus Scrappy being our small roaster, just to be clear, Clio being our pro bag,
yeah.
No?
Scrappy do,
yeah. It was much easier to do some of the things that we were trying to do on Scrappy,
yeah.
Yeah. And
the declining ROR.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Robaji.
And the manual cooling.
Oh, dude, yeah. Phenomenal stuff.
Yeah.
And, Shwansh, I think you'll be able to speak about this a bit more because I wasn't there much. How was it like creating or trying to recreate profiles from the small roaster into the big one and then improving it?
Oh, man. Oh. I mean, so recreating profiles on by curves was kind of not there. Like curves were not recreatable. That was clear.
Yeah.
I had to go and taste. Like we had to go and taste. Okay, this is what my Venkits taste like. We have to kind of recreate this.
Yeah.
And it was I remember that 2 weeks. Almost 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, probably more.
Yeah, where like, okay, we are roasting six hours, doing different profiles, waiting for the coffee to degas a bit. Comes in, like, yeah, not this.
Yeah.
And I remember the last scrappy batch that has saved
yeah.
The entire 2 weeks. And like, I remember like, oh, I got it. And then tracking out of the concierge of the world. I wish I had a system, better system.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Like those 2 weeks was incredible. And then I remember you came down again. And like, okay, bhai, ye curves. And you're like, nahi, bhai, ye match nahi kar rahi, theek. And like, oh, fuck. And then we went back and forth again. It took us almost a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you were like, okay, cool, this is sorted.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if you were being objective to ourselves, there were some curves on the Pro Bag that tasted better than what we were serving from Scrappy, right?
100%.
Right? And we're like, yeah, you know what? We should serve the better.
I'm sorry. You know what happened? I was just thinking back to the Pro Bag days. So in Scrappy days, we had to...
I have a photograph of Savvy wearing a sweater covered in chai. Because see, you wanted to do the light roast even there, right?
Yeah.
And Savvy's like, and covered in chai completely. I tried fine cut photo and put it in the box.
Yeah.
I think we should. But the scrappy were fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, absolutely. A batch used to take 15 minutes, cooling down used to take 45 minutes.
I think that's where we discovered a mantra of consistency is the new cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Suddenly we were far more consistent,
yeah.
And like you were saying,
yeah.
We were able to do much better coffee in general.
Yeah, and coffee that tasted, like for all three of it tasted good.
Mm. And I think that's also where our roasting approach started actually developing, for lack of a better word,
yeah.
Right? I think that's where we were like, we can develop coffees more, but keep them lighter and still make them taste good. You know, and that's, I think, where we built our roasting philosophy, our coffee philosophy, the way we want espressos to taste from our coffees.
Yeah.
And that's all in that phase of reprofiling and recalibrating.
To completely switch from Scrappy to Clio, it took us what, 3-4 months easily. Yeah. 3-4 months.
Yeah, the last coffee that switched was the red bourbon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because we were just so happy with the way it tasted on Scrappy.
Yeah,
we were like,
yeah,
we don't want
yeah.
do anything else. But then when we started doing it on Clio, it was like, whoa.
But that was the next harvest.
That was next harvest.
Yeah, we didn't do it. We didn't do in that harvest.
Okay, thing. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah,
it was
and
actually too good a coffee to be experimenting with at that time.
Exactly.
And too less of it.
Too less of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was doing so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
I love that coffee.
Yeah. We're going to be launching it soon.
Yes.
Yes.
Next
yes.
year.
Yeah.
I think the if we keep talking about story, we'll keep we'll reach the point we start the podcast.
Oh yeah, man.
And we'll start again,
yeah.
which will be fun.
I know.
Podcast session.
Yeah.
A roast session. But I think I, although we've already touched on this slightly, I think I wanna go a bit deeper on the community part of Bloom Coffee Roasters.
Yeah.
And the people part of Bloom Coffee
yeah,
Roasters
yeah.
and why it is so important for us. Guys, why is it so important for us? Why is community so important for us? Tesvi, you want to go first?
You want to go first?
Let you go first.
Okay.
I tell you, if you won't, don't speak, I'll speak on this.
Oh, God. Let's do this, man.
Go for it.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
for it.
So, I think community is so important to us because... One, when we, if you go back to the journey, we started, we were in Delhi and how everybody greeted us and we felt like we're a part of the community, being total outsiders.
Yeah.
And then we started talking to them and how comfortable we were and they were discussing all the ideas, helping us with a lot of different things. I mean, I still remember... a couple of other roasters giving us planters numbers.
Yeah.
Can please you can give my reference and they'll probably help you out with green coffee.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that has stuck with us. Ki people that are there in this specialty coffee community are usually it's a thing. A lot of people don't believe us when we say this out that. You won't believe how good the specialty coffee community is. Everybody is so helpful.
Yeah.
And they help each other grow. They help each other in a lot of different things. And people are like, nahi, aisa nahi ho sakta. Stuff like this doesn't exist when you're doing business.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Join the community and you will get to know.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so it started off when we became a part of the community. And it was random. It was out of nowhere.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why. That's a big thing. It, that's the base of how we started. And that's why it is so important to us. And getting people on board. Getting people to taste more coffees. To learn with them. And also make them learn about coffees. It's a big part of us. A big part of Bloom. And so yeah, the community is growing and
yep.
they help us a lot with tastings, with profiles and everything, with events, these two eight, but yeah. Yeah, so community is something that we always it's like a primary focus. Everything that what Bloom is doing or what we are doing, it has to do something with the community. We
100%.
Want everybody the with what we call hashtag Bloom family.
Yeah.
We just want everybody to be with us.
Yeah.
At all times. And with everything that we do. And that's probably why community is like so special and so important to us.
Correct. 100%.
That was emotional, yeah.
That was emotional, yeah.
I mean, the kind of people that we work with, all the customers, I still remember we discussing ki dark roast karna chahiye, logo ko bahut pasand aata hai, cafes mein dark roast chalenge, and this and that. And our customer base is all light roasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are the ones who guided us through it.
Yeah. 100%. And I think what's incredible about the coffee community is that from bean to cup, the people
yeah.
involved are amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
From planters to
yeah.
You know, our mentors like Suhas and the guys we've learned
yeah.
from, to our cafe partners, of course, you know, they're considerate customers, you know,
yes.
Which is something which we never encountered before coffee. Any cafe customer listening to us probably knows that we're not the best at asking for payments and sending invoices on time. We get calls from people saying, "Ki yaar, aapki payment due hai, invoice bhej do, payment le lo." You know, that's unheard of. It's unheard of. And
we need to work on that.
We need to work on that, 100%. But still, I mean, it's just, you know, how it's such a special community. Yeah. And I think that also brings me to other roasters. I think we have such a great bond with so many different roasters in the country. And they've been so helpful to us. Yeah. You know, of course, we started at QBF with Hebebhav, Saver Works, Vinder, Akshay from Kapi Kotai has been so helpful to us.
Awesome.
You know, the fact that he's shared roast profile with us, he's given us numbers of planters. You know, he started before us and he's a phenomenal roaster. And just the knowledge sharing within roasters in India is amazing. Then of course
Shares from Blue Tokai.
Exactly. I was just coming to Blue Tokai.
He's moved to Japan now and
Yes.
I'm heartbroken, man.
So I messaged him before he left.
Yeah.
He's like, "Don't worry, man, we'll make long distance work."
We're wishing Shreyas the best for his Japan journey. During the Aerobus Championship, when we had Suhas, Shreyas, and Vaibhav judging in Chandigarh, that was just the most amazing feeling because you know, you had three very, very important parts of Bloom Coffee Roasters history in Chandigarh judging in the Aerobus Championship. So, very meta.
Yeah.
And of course, then, you know, we have Manvi from El Pino, Shravan. All these guys have been so helpful to us, so kind to us. And that's, you know, we've learned from them, not just techniques, but also kindness.
Okay.
And that's what we want to keep giving forward as well. So that's, I think, why the coffee community in India is so precious. It's so important for people who are entering the community to enter with the same values, to be open, to be kind, to be considerate. And of course, you know, like we've said so many times that, you know, tastes can vary, but values must stay constant.
Yes.
You know? So for us, that value of community is absolutely paramount.
And that is like a foundation where this company is based on.
100%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like those values are literally the base of anything that we do.
Yeah.
They are, it's generated from there.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, we're coming to the end of almost our third year now.
Yeah.
We're at the end of 2022. It's been a fun year. We've had some pretty amazing coffees.
No, some really good coffees.
Yeah. What's, this year, what has been your favorite coffee of the year?
Very tricky, but I think I'll give it to Harley this year.
The Naturals?
The Naturals. Yeah.
You know, it's my pick, man. You pick something else.
I'm sorry. He gave me the first option.
What about you, Shivansh? What has been your favorite coffee of the year?
Harley, dude.
Harley Naturals?
Harley Naturals. And
wow.
The one you're about to launch, Krishnagiri.
Oh, Krishnagiri. That's going to be a fun one as well. Yeah.
What about you?
I have really enjoyed the... I think the Harley Naturals has been the standard coffee for sure.
The complexity that Harley
brings
is incredible.
But then I think it's very important. Like, I think Unaki's Agni was a really special coffee.
So let's do a rewind of our top 5-6 coffees. Like, we can't pick
top
one.
Three.
Top 3.
Top 3.
Top 3 is good.
Top 3.
Top
3. You start.
Top 3 coffees of the year. For me, it is God. I think the Pulni coffees washed was super.
Agreed.
Super coffee.
Agreed.
The Red Honey from Venkat Valley Estate. It's been incredible. I think some of the batches that we've done have been just absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And then I want to say Ratnagiri, because I think it's a great coffee.
Yeah.
But then I think because Agni was kind of like
tricky.
Yeah, so maybe I can share it between Agni and Ratnagiri.
Fair.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm. I think one of the favorites, especially in the last 2 years, I think Yellow Honey is there always from the Venkat Varia estate. That's a constant.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever going to change. That coffee is like delicious.
Yeah.
I think till date, I still love Unaki Agni's Cortados, which are probably my favorite the entire year. They're special. They're just so good. And I think third, I'll give it to Ratnagiri.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the pour overs that we've had,
yeah,
all the Ratnagiri, especially in during September, October, yeah, November, is like every morning we used to come to office and we were like, pour over. Yeah, can't see Ratnagiri.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, phenomenal. Thank phenomenal. You.
Okay. Shivu.
Although, by the way, if I have another option, I would give it to Silvana Carbonic Maceration. That's
oh man, yeah, super coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah. So now you're doing, you've done four now.
Uh-huh. I'll share the third one.
Copy Brittany, but don't copy me.
Yeah,
For me, Harley Banana, I would say, was spectacular.
Really?
Because we profiled it in a different way. One of the major reasons I do it, because we got to dwell into a different technique of roasting.
Yeah.
Like, it was, and how it came out, I'm very pleased with it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really,
yeah,
like, the pour over and the espresso, both of it was like, yummy. Uske baad, I would say Venkish washed.
Hmm.
I mean, like, I'm so happy.
Which roast profile?
Light roast.
Papakuchi.
Yeah.
Simply because I like wash coffees. Like, there's no,
yeah,
nobody argues that, right?
Mm.
And the beautiful complexity that brings in the body, it's a great coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I can have that every day. Like, if I don't know what to have today, I will go for the papakuchi.
Yeah.
Right. Uske baad, I will also give a shared third spot to Agni because how they started, they bought together, the value system behind that.
Yeah, that's
the
fun.
community behind that, Agni and Unaki Collective,
yeah,
is just incredible. And Ratnagiri, yeah, because we got to work with Ratnagiri.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the quality of beans that came through Ratnagiri is just incredible.
No, Mr. Patra is really, really phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, next year, I want to get a simple washed coffee from Ratnagiri.
Yeah, so that's the last thing that I wanted to like talk about.
Yeah.
What are you guys looking forward to most for next year?
You go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I am really looking forward to some great washed coffees. And we're going to start out the year with the MS Estate Red Bourbon.
Yes.
Which is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
So washed coffees next year is going to be fun. I'm also really looking forward to buying a new roaster next year. Touch wood.
Knock on wood, maybe.
Yeah. And also, I am looking forward to traveling a bit more to cafes. Because so far we haven't really been able to go out of Chandigarh too much and meet some of our cafe partners.
Yeah.
I really want to do that next year.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah,
go
absolutely
catch up with these guys, chill with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surat, we're coming for you.
Also Calcutta, I think.
Calcutta, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's very important.
Later, we have to play Dandia.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. Okay, Suhas, what about you, man? What are you looking forward to next year?
I'm looking forward to, first and foremost, learning something new about coffee as well. Like I want to break some norms that we have been doing so far.
You
want to
create a second crack in the glass ceiling of coffee learning?
No, new first.
New
like,
first.
Second class, I'm jaate nahi, bro.
Light roast.
Yeah. Okay, then, it's gonna sound weird, but I'm looking forward to expanding. Like, I really want to go. I want to, like, again, in that community field, I want to meet more people in coffee. I want to convert more people to coffee. I don't want to sound preachy over here, but I want to be the preachy person over here. I want to go all you know, light roast is the right roast. You know, get our word out, and you know, get just more interaction going. Right?
Yeah,
that's and of course, great coffees. Like I'm looking forward to next year's harvest. Looking forward to some incredible coffees. Maybe some international coffees. We never know. Yeah. Okay.
I think working with new planters is something that we all are very excited for.
Yeah.
Looking for it, trying to get some more good new coffees this year around, and expansion is something that we all are again looking forward to.
It's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, the journey from Scrappy to Clio and then. Probably go one step ahead in my barista goes probably to a professional and then our trainers hopefully in 2023. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Sorry. Another thing I'm really looking forward to is really pushing our BCR pop up.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Maybe like. Because we do only fun coffees there, bringing back the snobbery in coffee. Yeah.
You want to take the BCR pop-up and travel with it? Traveling BCR pop-up?
No, I want to make people travel.
I spoke to Birinder and Vaibhav.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, you must come for a January pop-up.
Yeah, man. BCR pop-up will stay where it is. People will have to come here.
Oof.
It might change the location, but yeah.
No,
it's going to stay at the BCR headquarters.
Correct.
Whatever.
HQ. Yeah.
Wherever that is.
Love it.
Yeah.
And next year there was something I was going to say but I forgot it. And one thing that I'm really looking forward to is more podcasts and more videos. I think 2023 is going to be the year of content. And if you're not happy with our content, you will be.
We are upping the quality. We make sure that we are focusing on content a little more.
See how smartly you play that. Don't tell us if you don't like your content.
Correct.
We know.
Yeah.
We will improve and we'll get much better stuff.
If somebody wants to come in and help us build content and make content for us,
please don't
hesitate to send us content.
But don't do the whole DM message thing with barter content we create. Don't do that.
Order a coffee.
Oh, correct. Order a coffee.
Yeah.
And cool. I think that's it. Let's call it a day.
Yeah, let's call it an episode.
A month.
Let's call it an episode.
Yeah. And,
I enjoyed this, man.
I think
it was fun. I hope you all enjoyed listening to us talk about our origin story. We'll be back hopefully next month with more content and more fun stuff. And please do share this with your friends, family, and fellow coffee lovers.
Yes. Yeah.
And talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.